Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for Car Talk with Brad Dungis.
Good morning,
Brad.
Tom.
Hey, how you doing? We were just talking cars before we started talking cars.
Almost missed the start of the show talking cars. So many great things happening right now. We're finally getting some more Ford inventory in all the time now. We got a beautiful red Explorer ST in. Just the other day, it's still going through the PDI process, I think. But it's beautiful. We love those. Those are the Ford high-performance version of the Explorer. We actually have two of those. This one is red. I think there's a white one coming that'll be here in just a couple weeks. We've got a bunch of Explorers coming, actually.
That's good because they're very popular.
That has been a missing piece of our arsenal for a little bit, and we're glad to have them in transit. And I guess that's really what we were talking about, how our business has changed this summer.
Sure.
And it really has evolved, and you know, and I'm kind of seeing that this inventory thing we're in right now is going to continue for a while. At the beginning, it was affecting some of the domestic manufacturers, Ford in particular, but General Motors, Dodge, all were affected.
Yeah.
And now we're seeing it affect Toyota, Hyundai, Honda, more of the Asians. It's just kind of going to become it's everybody's fighting over these microchips. You're seeing across the industry, not just for automobiles, but for small computers and appliances and everything else.
Anything you plug in.
Yeah, I mean, it really, heck, I've got two different pieces of software here around me right now, my phone and my iPad, so I have information, right?
Mm-hmm.
And your cars do that now. And believe me, the cars are coming with even more chips. And, you know, I'm babbling on, that may not matter to most of the people out there listening, but it does have implications. You know, one thing it's done is made your used car worth a lot more money.
It has.
And that really is a great driver for our business, and gives people more buying power when they're looking to upgrade their vehicle, whether it's new or used. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing is that it really isn't expected to come back down much. I don't think we're going to see a lot of inequity problems with vehicles at these high prices just because of the supply and demand issues that we've got. And
The market has created it.
There is a lot of demand. I know people are looking for new vehicles, and they're not out there necessarily. We do have a bunch in the pipeline, and we're doing more of the selling of stuff, pre-orders and stuff in the pipeline. And, you know, all our salesmen now have tools to show you what's coming. And a lot of it's on the website. As it gets closer, we post all those vehicles on our website, as they get closer to the lot. All right, now we've got some of those Explorers and a couple Bronco Sports up on the site that aren't on the ground yet, but will be here in the next couple weeks. A bunch of F-150s, Super Duty or two, I think pretty much across the lineup on the Ford side are headed our way. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's really exciting and glad to have it coming for sure. It's been kind of bare for a while there. That's why I focus on that.
When Brad shows me this piece of paper, he says, "This is what I got on the ground." And look, this is coming in. It's coming in. I'm going, oh, great. And, you're pretty darn excited about that. And I know that customers are too. And it's a good thing to see them starting to arrive.
Yeah, no, that's good. And we're still out there. We've got a lot of inventory. And people I say all the time, where is it? I mean, it's there.
It's
we
there.
Just have a large frontage lot. We've got, I think, about 60 used cars in stock right now.
Yeah.
Ready to sell. Great lineup of used vehicles, all makes and models. Lots of Ford trucks, lots of great SUVs, some great low-priced cars. So really great inventory right now. You can check it all out online at DungisChoice.com and get all the information on your vehicle right there, whether you're looking to, you want your trade value or want to know more about our offerings.
I tell you what, I see that Dungis stamp on a lot of tailgates.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we're trying to spread them around.
Yeah, the great big gold trucks. I asked guy. I said, "My goodness sakes, that's a big old truck. That's pretty up there." He said, "Hire the truck closer to God." I said, "All right. Well, okay, good."
That's great.
I'll
take
that one.
People do like to lift their trucks anymore.
They do.
Some of them are pretty impressive. Another thing that's happening, and we haven't talked about this in a while, but both the manufacturers are starting to offer lifts on vehicles that come with the manufacturer warranty.
Really?
That's something that the people who do that know, is that sometimes you're not necessarily messing up your warranty, but if the lift, the aftermarket modifications you make to the vehicle, were to cause a problem that could be you know, kind of.
There's
a little bit of a gray area there if the problem, it could be related to the aftermarket part. And so you'd want to be careful with that, but both Toyota and Ford have got lift systems on some of their vehicles, on the F-150, on the Ranger, on the Toyota side. It's on Tacoma right now, but on the new Tundra that comes out later this year, we're expecting to have that also. So that'll be great. And that Tundra, boy, we are getting a bunch of inquiries about that, and we've been talking about it this summer. And I know I had a talk with the Toyota representative this week, and he assured me that the Toyota 2022 Tundra production is still on track for the fourth quarter.
Good.
And that despite all the chip stuff, that vehicle is going to be on time.
It's going to arrive. It'll be here.
It'll be great and highly anticipated. We haven't had a new Tundra from the ground up since 2007. So this is a real accomplishment and very exciting for the Toyota brand.
And you know something, those Toyota trucks run forever.
Well, maybe that's why they waited so long to do it.
They do, you just basic maintenance, you know, tires, oil, fan belts, you know, get it checked under the hood, throw a little gas and oil, it's fine. It'll go on for golly 15 years.
We see that. Some of the, you know, we have a lot of commercial customers, and some of them are the hardest users of vehicles that we have. And no offense to them, but like oil feed companies, you know, these are guys who are out there in the country driving on dirt roads across pastures, you know, going to oil wells or you know, impoundments every day, all day, you know, put lots of miles on the vehicle, not necessarily at a high speed, but hard miles. And a lot of times they favor the Toyota trucks just because of their toughness and the way that they last and retain value over time too. So even though you treat it hard, it's going to retain its value and really be a good truck for you and your service. And of course, when you use a vehicle in business, that's the most important thing. And that's why Toyota and Ford are, I think, the leaders in commercial vehicle sales, whether it's you're needing that tough vehicle or the reliability of a Toyota because of its great long history of performance and really longevity of the vehicle, as you said, many, many miles. And Ford, you know, F-Series have dominated.
If
you go to a construction lot or any place where there are commercial vehicles, there's a lot more of Fords. There's a reason for that.
Going to the extreme here with the luxury vehicle of the Lincoln, boy, I tell you what, as soon as you get one on the ground, it's gone.
Well, that has been an issue, too.
That demand has been crazy good.
Yeah, I know, that's right. I know we've got we did get another Aviator in. This is a
very popular.
It's a Lincoln-certified Black Label Aviator. Very nice vehicle. Beautiful vehicle. You interested in that, Tom?
I've been just kicking myself ever since I got rid of my old Lincoln. Because boy, that ride.
The
alone.
Ride, yeah, and the comfort. All the, you know, I think I love the Flex though too. So
the Flex is kind of like a real good cousin of it.
Well, people, you know, that's a, you know,
that's
I don't mean to pick on you, but
that Flex is a sweet ride.
I have driven a few of those, and they're not a, you know, they were never a big mass market vehicle.
We didn't sell
hundreds of thousands of them, but they were sure a great comfortable vehicle to ride in. You know, you get all the comfort of a SUV, and but not quite as high. You know, it's really a nice size. It's
easy
so
in, easy out, and an easy ride getting there. Covered the bases for us.
That's
for sure.
Good, yeah, that's what we like to do, and definitely been very busy this week. As I said, September seems to always bring along a lot of new stuff, and heck, we're kicking off football season here this weekend.
Ooh.
We got another summer sizzling event down at the Tower Center at Unity Square.
Right,
you know, Price Towers have had a lot of big events going on, and I know they're getting ready to open up more stuff upstairs and really get going on copper and the. If you haven't been to Price Tower Plaza down there by the square,
so nice.
Go down there either tonight or tomorrow night and check it out. It's a beautiful spot, and it really sets Bartlesville apart, I think, beginning to realize the potential of that great community center we've built there, the square between the community center and the Price Tower.
Indeed. I got to go down and meet your new executive director.
Oh, you haven't met Tiffany yet?
Yeah, no, I missed my opportunity.
Yeah, well, she's on vacation this week, so getting a little break.
That's okay. She came in with everything going at once.
She has had a busy start and definitely has just been, but it's been great. Her transition has been outstanding, mm-hmm. talking to the staff and the rest of the team down there. I know we've really rallied and got it going, and it's going to be a great fall here in Bartlesville all around. And, mm-hmm. you know, we've got school going. I know there's a cross-country meet going today. And in Owosso, I wish all the runners – or not Owosso, in Bixby.
Bixby.
I wish all the runners a great great race today.
And maybe a little cloud cover.
And
a breeze.
I'm not sure about that.
I know.
These high clouds this morning are good, but they're probably not going to last, I don't think. Huh?
No.
Is that, what is the high
about
supposed to be?
It's going
to
be about 97.
And humid.
Those kids are getting about
fall's
15 pounds.
Right around the corner, right?
Yeah, always. Always.
It is college football time, too. I'm so excited about that.
They always tell us, you know, here in September, it's finally fall.
Transition. You can tell the days are getting shorter.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, we know that by the end of this month, our average temperature will be significantly lower than mm-hmm. it's going to be today.
Yeah. So, it's usually like the last week of September. It's like, okay.
Finally, we're easing into it. But, heck, we got big holiday weekend coming mm-hmm. up. I know people want to get out to the lake and get outside and have fun. So a little warm weather isn't going to hurt us.
No, it's not. Hey, you know, you're talking about some of your Ford products that you actually do have on the ground. Do you have that Eco Sport still on?
No,
we
don't.
You had two of those.
Yeah, we had two.
I saw one of them leave.
We had the two, but now we're not. We haven't had new allocation of the Eco Sport, and we just did another Ford allocation this week. It happened at the end of the month. So, but I think right now we're in the model year transition on Eco Sport. So it'll probably be the 2022s allocated in the next round. This time we got a number of Expeditions, Super Duty, a couple other vehicles. So it was not a huge allocation, but we got some really needed stuff. And we do have a pipeline with about 80 other vehicles that still haven't been scheduled. So there's a whole bunch of stuff coming between now and the end of the year. Should be plenty of Fords here if you're just a little bit patient. It doesn't hurt to be a little patient.
I want to pick your brain a little bit here because, mm-hmm. you know, whenever we start talking about the cutting edge of technology, I mean, it gets exciting.
Yeah, no, and that's a great thing to talk about.
Because mm-hmm. we are on the cusp of some transformation. And I know that at Phillips 66, mm-hmm. they're looking at transformational fuels, whether it be batteries or hydrogen or things like that. And I do know that we have a lot of hybrid and electric vehicles right now. But the future is looking pretty interesting.
It is interesting. And, you know, and standing back and look at it as we have, you know, run in the business and wanting to know what the implications are. Mm-hmm. For us on that, you know, I think, you know, just we're going to enter a period here where there are going to be a lot of choices in different powertrains. So you're going to be able to still purchase, you know, traditional combustion engine mm-hmm. vehicles. You're going to be able to purchase hybrid vehicles that are combined with a traditional combustion engine vehicle mm-hmm. like we have today that are really great setups so that you have the flexibility of a battery that recharges and can really make your vehicle more efficient. So mm-hmm. you get more miles per gallon, it produces less pollution, all those great benefits, which we all care about. Mm-hmm. But, of course, power, performance, all those things play into it. So it's really going to be about how you use your vehicle, you know, whether you go on long road trips and maybe are not, don't have access to electricity, mm-hmm. or maybe it's a commercial vehicle that really, you know, drives around Bartlesville all day long. Never really goes more than 100 miles in a day mm-hmm. and then sits in park all night
and does it
again the next day. I mean, that might be perfect for an electric vehicle, right? Never have to have oil changes or gasoline put in the vehicle. So mm-hmm. it's going to change our service department dramatically. It's going to change how people use their vehicles. And I think, like I said, you're going to end up with all these different options, and including like hydrogen. You mentioned that's one that Toyota's done a lot of research on and mm-hmm. and is really a leader in hydrogen fuel cells. And we've had a car called the Mirai that's been out there for a few years now. They're on the second or third generation mm-hmm. of that, and it has never been sold in our part of the country because we don't have hydrogen fuel cell refilling stations. California. I've talked to people who've driven them, and it's a great vehicle, just like you'd expect from a Toyota. Mm-hmm. But I do think that's one option, and in some circumstances, it's going to really make sense. The great thing about hydrogen is, you know, if you can capture it and get it to the place to recharge, you can refill your vehicle in a similar time to gasoline. So that's, you know, as Americans, convenience is important to us.
Oh, yeah. That's the selling point.
And, you know, I want it now.
How's this going to benefit me?
Or a few minutes ago. And you know, one of the things we hear from people on the electric vehicles is the charging time it takes. And also, you know, what does it take to get that electricity there to the vehicle, of course, because while your vehicle may pollute less and use electricity, what you may have some in the electric production side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, hydrogen is something that's kind of interesting because you can capture it in different ways from different things, right?
Yes.
I mean, I you'd have to Google that. I'm no scientist, but you know, I know that you can capture hydrogen from all kinds of sources, whether it's trash or unused vegetable matters and stuff, mm-hmm. and or just force energy can capture it and create hydrogen, you know, splitting logs and stuff. And mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I'm no scientist, so
yeah, but
Google that.
Yeah, Google it, folks, and you'll get it. But he's giving you some great instances on just how that can be made. But boy, you know, that kind of brings us to the Ford truck, the Lightning.
That's right.
Because mm-hmm. There were folks kind of, they're thinking, okay, Ford truck, I'm good here, so I'm good with that. I'm good with the F-150. But electric, is it going to pull anything?
Well, yes.
Because,
the electric engine, it has probably as more pulling potential, more pulling potential mm-hmm. than a combustion engine, if you think about it. Just the ability to take the power and put it to the ground mm-hmm. is going to be there. Just in my lifetime, batteries have gone from larger to much smaller, right, and more powerful.
Indeed.
We carry them around in our pockets now, and they last all day.
They power our lives.
Uh-huh. So this is something that that we're going to see that become even more compact mm-hmm. and more powerful, I think, over time. You see that with the super luxury vehicles now, which many mm-hmm. have, these big electric supercars, right? Mm-hmm. Look at the McLaren or something like that. It costs $1.3 million, I think.
It is
one of the fastest probably the fastest production vehicle ever made, and mm-hmm. you know, that kind of thing is going to keep happening with electric vehicles. So mm-hmm. power, both for speed and for towing and torque, it's going to be there in spades with the Lightning. I think you're going to get a lot of other flexibility, you know, whether it's, you know, you want to power other things, you want to power it's like a mobile generator in some ways. You can power tools, or, you know, if a radio station wants to do a remote, they can
plug it right into the truck with
the vehicle. And it's not just F-150. We're going to have it in Transit. We're going to have it in Aviator. We're going to have it in different vehicles. So,
oh, wow.
So it is going to go through the Ford lineup and Lincoln lineup pretty aggressively, and I'm sure through Toyota, too. Toyota is going to have electric vehicles here before long, and they're all going to keep evolving. And like I said, but there still will be those combustion engine vehicles and hybrid and battery electric vehicles that so it's just come on in, and you know, that's something our salesman can talk to you about if you want to just figure out, you know, well, what is next and what does all that mean? You know, sometimes it's hard. Or you can, on the website, there's good information on that. If you want to go in and play with a Lightning order, you can go in and actually start that process on our website. You know, you mentioned Lightning. There's been over 100,000 orders placed mm-hmm. already, and not one single one sold yet. So, mm-hmm. very excited about that.
Very good.
I know, similar to with the Bronco, you're going to have to be a little bit patient.
I saw one.
Yeah, no, we've got one out. I've got a good friend out driving our courtesy transportation vehicle right now, and he says he enjoys it. It's not quite big enough for his family, but he gets a lot of looks and comments. Everybody wants to look at it.
Big enough for mine.
You are.
We were parked just kind of right across from him.
Did
the
you
restaurant.
See it out there?
Oh, yeah. Boy, did I see it.
Yeah, I know. I've talked to a couple of our order holders this week about their orders, and they're all super excited. It's a really good time. They should be hitting pretty soon. There have been, if the Bronco world knows this, but there's been a few issues with the hard top version of the Bronco, but the soft tops are flowing. The one we have is a soft top, and they're working on getting the hard tops back into production and going again. They've just had a flaw in the part that they identified before it was ever released, and so they're fixing it. Yeah. And that's the right thing to do.
What's that new smaller version truck? That's just
that's Maverick. Maverick. That Maverick. Yeah. Yeah, they're bringing back the old Maverick, and this is an old name for Ford, but a new kind of vehicle. So you're going to have a little hybrid truck, smaller than the Ranger. Great fuel economy, really flexible, low cost, really outstanding vehicle. That's available for reservations. No, you don't have to put any money down or anything. Just go in and build it. You get a reservation. Mm-hmm. We'll follow up with you, and when you're ready, you can confirm your order and get your vehicle built.
There you go. And this is a fun little truck. I understand from what I read on it, people just say it. Fun is interjected a lot in there.
We really want to get some in so we can show people.
That fun.
I think that's right now. People like we said before, everything's kind of on paper, and the Maverick is the epitome of that. But we will have one here probably before the end of the year. So,
wonderful.
Yeah, real excited about that.
You know, as many people I've talked to, the younger folks, I'd say probably around late 20s to mid 40s. Yeah. Look at me. mid-40s is young. Trust me, kids. They don't seem to mind to wait too much on paper. They're getting
what they want that way.
Yeah, that's what they say. That way, you know what you're getting. You're not going to be surprised. Mm-hmm. And boom, when it's there, it's there.
Well, it's a great point there. And, I think that in my generation maybe got used to going to a lot and having all those vehicles out there. And
King of impulse buy.
Yeah, and that. But maybe that's it. They're less inclined to make the impulse buy, get emotionally carried away on their purchase that way, and it's a little bit more
cerebral,
logical, perhaps, maybe. I'm not sure.
A Spock car. Yeah.
Well. Yeah.
But we got plenty of good vehicles all over. Like you said, your used inventory is really good.
It is. We've got a lot of great certified vehicles out there right now, and of course, I want to remind everybody that whether you purchase a new vehicle at Dungis, comes with a no-cost 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. That warranty is good around the country, anywhere you go. You're not stuck doing your service at Dungis, so if you move away, it goes with you. That comes at no cost to you just when you purchase your new vehicle. A lot of our used vehicles come with the Dungis Q Certified Program, which is a complete inspection and reconditioning process. It comes with a 2-year, 100,000-mile warranty. And then we've got Ford, Lincoln, and Toyota Certified vehicles as well. So it's not just used and new, but all the different varieties of certified vehicles, plus our parts and service, body shop, detail department. Mm-hmm. It's really a superstore. The whole automotive experience, anything you need transportation-wise, you can get it done at Dungis Family of Autos.
How's your service department doing? Looks like they kind of rock and roll there.
They've been very
routine
busy.
Routine maintenance is the king there.
Yeah, we've had, there's some issues with parts availability is slowing some things down just a little bit. I admit that with the chips and other things and supply chain stuff. And we've had just a lot of work to do. So it's been very busy. And
a lot of oil changes, tire
lots
rotations.
Lots of oil changes, tire rotations, other repairs. Hiring people, a lot of people in service actually. Got some new faces. Got a new team on the Toyota service drive. Same old group on the Ford side. But JT and Autumn on the Toyota side are fairly new. So come in and say hi to them. They're doing great. And the Toyota service department has just been doing great these last few months. It's really grown, and we're seeing a lot more business there.
Oh, indeed. And remember, folks, you don't have to wait till your vehicle breaks down. It's the preventative stuff.
Oh, that's
we
that
preach
is,
that all the time.
One of the things
you run out of oil, dude, you're going to run out of car.
Well, you know, I think that's one thing that we work with people on.
Yeah.
You know,
educate like them.
The your vehicle's value too. Your maintenance actually keeps the value of your vehicle
it
up.
Does.
And that, a lot of you want to do that. You know, if you know, how do I get the most money for my vehicle when it's time to trade it? Do your maintenance. Make sure that you keep it in good working order. You know, keep it clean and ready to go. I mean, these are things that will get you, will pay off in the end and really get you more for your trade.
Indeed. And, you know, one thing that I like about your service people is that when I come in to get the oil changed and get the tires rotated, they're underneath there. They're kind of like a, you know, a diagnostic doctor almost, because they can see what's going on under there. I can't. I can't even fit under my car.
We do the complete inspection, very similar to the certified inspections.
Yeah.
We don't go quite as deep, but we
deep enough. Yeah.
We do a complete inspection every time your vehicle's in. We're going to do everything we can, if even to the point where we're going to measure your brakes, you know, test your battery, top off all the fluids, really go through the vehicle and make sure that we give it back to you in the best condition possible.
Indeed, and it's always good to know that you got a great partner there with the folks in the. Shop, because you know you build a you got to have your guy, as they used to say on Seinfeld. You got to have your guy, and you got guys and
we
gals,
got a bunch of guys
and gals,
yeah,
and that will take
and,
care of
you. You know, and a lot of our guys have been there a long time.
Indeed,
a lot of great senior master certified techs. These guys have invested, you know, countless hours, and you know, both in the Toyota side and the Ford side, our leaders are really those guys. They know everything about our products. They really are experts at what they do. They're master technicians. These are guys that it's way more than being a mechanic now. It's really, if you think about it, where we started today with the microchips, right? These cars have both the combustion engine and, you know, many computers. There's a lot of electronics involved, and they need to be able to work on all of that, whether it's your air conditioner breaking down or something more severe in the engine, or something just like the head on your radio that can drive the whole infotainment system and your connection to your phone and all that we all depend on.
Oh, yeah,
today.
We do.
Yeah, no, I mean, just imagine where we've come with maps and how we get somewhere now.
I mean, no kidding. I got a little car on my little dashboard that shows me where I'm going, and I'm going, well, isn't that cute? Oh, that's the road. Okay, great.
Well, I think, I was talking to my son about that, who he worked this summer in Tulsa while he was home from college, and he relies on the navigation so much he doesn't hardly know Tulsa. And of course, I spent some time working there.
Yeah, you did.
And before there was, you know, navigation,
you had to know.
And so it's a different world for the new generation coming up with all these tools that tell you turn here.
Boy, our time is just about up. I didn't realize that. But the buying experience, folks, we've told you every reason in the world to purchase from Dunges, Ford, Dunges, Toyota, Dunges, Lincoln. But the buying experience
is about the people.
It's about
our wonderful non-commissioned sales associates, our great team in the service drive, our customer-facing people. That's who really drive the buying experience. And, of course, it's the culture of our company. It's the simple price approach. But it really comes down to them, their approach to taking care of you. We recognize it's a service business, and we just want to be there to help you with your transportation needs.
My whole situation maybe only took maybe 40 minutes. I did a little on the internet, and I did a little when I was there, and within an hour, I was driving a new car.
It can be pretty simple.
It
you
is.
Know? And if it gets more complicated, we'll help you with that, too. I mean, sometimes it takes some work to get things done, or we may need to find a specific vehicle for somebody, and that can, you know, in today's inventory situation, that can be difficult. But we'll go that extra mile to get you what you want. If time is your thing, if just not getting the very best deal is your thing, we're going to take the time to satisfy you.
Indeed. Now, folks, if you haven't been there yet, it's on 75, the west side, the best side, but you can always do a lot of shopping from the comfort of your air-conditioned home.
That's right. Just go to DungesChoice.com, and you can visit all our showrooms, Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
You can apply for employment. You can get your trade evaluated, see pictures of all our inventory, chat with us 24/7. We'll answer any question. Reach out to us that way, or give us a call at 918-333-0900.
And you can even ballpark your pay- payments without a whole lot of invasive silliness.
No, we do make it really easy to get in there and work your own deal, really find out, you know, what is it going to take and how much is this going to cost me every month? That's, of course, what people really want to know. And but you can go in and put your trade in and value your vehicle and move on almost to the end of the process.
Brad, have a great holiday weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, you've been listening to Car Talk.